We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh boy. Another night. Not too bad. Just rainy right now. I mean, it could be worse. It could be snow, and I guess it could turn to ice, which I guess through the overnight lows, you're going to see a low of 35 at daybreak through the overnight, so hopefully it doesn't turn to ice. As long as it just stays wet, I guess I'm all right. I wanted to welcome you in and mention just a few things. My brush with fame. Well, not really. Not even close. But yesterday on the show, I was doing a segment about Ben Shapiro over the weekend at the March for Life, and I played some of his comments that were looked at as controversial, enough so that there were sponsors that were pulling out of his program because of it. I thought, this is silly. None of this. I just don't understand why any of this is considered controversial. So I did that thing, and then in the morning, I tweeted out a link to it. I said, you know, I still don't understand why this is considered controversial. And I tagged Ben Shapiro in it. He retweeted my podcast from yesterday where I was talking about it. Couldn't believe it. You want to know what a big celebrity retweeting you will actually do to your Twitter statistics? I looked it up. I wanted to share it with you real quick. Normally, you know, I might get a couple of people interacting with the posts. Not a lot. Sometimes you'll find something that hits and you might get, you know, a few dozen people that interact. But for the most part, you might get 0 to 5 people doing something with it, which is, you know, is what it is. Ben Shapiro retweets my tweet, and all of a sudden I just pulled it up right now, 264,000 impressions on the tweet. 250,000 people saw my tweet just because the one guy retweeted it. Isn't that insane? About 110-ish people clicked the media to listen to it. Let's see, 310 likes, 83 people commented on it, and 27 other people retweeted it. Isn't that insane? When I saw that, I was taking a nap, and I woke up, and I saw, oh, wait a minute, Ben Shapiro retweeted me. It's like I'm famous now. Not really. But it was kind of cool to see that. I do like Ben Shapiro. And then I was interviewing Brad Young. I gave him a call before the show, and I asked him, hey, what's your take on the lawsuit that the Saints ticket holders are taking up against the NFL? And before we did the interview, Brad mentioned to me, hey, did you hear Dave Glover mentioned you on the show today? It's like, hey, how about that? It's my lucky day. Real lucky day. So I had producer Mike pull the audio. I want to listen to this real quick. So this was on our sister station, 97.1.
You know how whenever you hear someone who you think is smart say the same thing that you think, and it makes you feel so much better. Yeah. The other day when we did the think tank, I was going off on Rudy Giuliani, and Ryan Recker from Overnights and KMOX is like, I don't know, I love Rudy and XYZ. And so Kilmeade was talking about Rudy with Cavuto, and he was like, I don't know, I think there's a method to his madness. And Cavuto said, I don't know, I think he's just mad. Like, I think he's just... I have a lot of respect for what he did as the mayor during 9/11, but he said it's time for the mothballs. Rudy's latest.
All right. So I guess Glover feels vindicated because Cavuto backed up his stance. I don't know. I kind of like Rudy Giuliani myself. When I listened to some of his interviews that he has done on CNN, the last one that he did with Chris Cuomo, I thought, yeah, that was a good conversation. I totally understand where he's coming at here. No, I kind of like Rudy. All things considered, the president, when it comes to his representation, needed someone that was more forthright on the positions in defending him. You know, it's pretty easy to go into a situation where you know they hate you, a.k.a. an MSNBC or a CNN or whatever it is, and automatically, you know, they will try to pull not only cheap shots, but a lot of falsehoods at you as fast as they can. You got to have someone that's fast at responding to that and knows the exact text on how to respond. So I think Rudy's pretty good at that. I think he's doing a good job. Get a mention on Dave Glover. You know what happened too? Can I complain about this? So on Sunday, right before the show starts, we air Sterling on Sunday, Walter Sterling, right here on KMOX. He's on all these stations. He likes to brag about it. Oh, I'm on Sunday nights, and you can hear me on all these big stations like KMOX. And why doesn't KMOX carry all three of my hours? No, they only air 2 hours of a show here. And then he always complains about it. Maybe about every other show, he belly aches. He's like, that Ryan Recker started a show too early. Why doesn't he even do 3 hours of his show? And then this happens on his show. Listen to this.
And I'm shocked that Ryan Recker hasn't said to them, listen, let's let Walter be on for 3 hours. I don't need to come in early on a Monday night. And I think Ryan's a great host. But, you know, this is a three-hour show. And there are exactly two radio stations in America that don't air all 3 hours. And I'm shocked that KMOX is one of them. Please go ahead.
Well, I tell you, and just between me and you and your audience, I like you a little bit better than Ryan Recker.
What?
Ryan Recker's, oh, he's okay,
what?
You know.
What? I was in the, I was preparing for the show. I was sitting in front of my computer getting all of my topics lined up. I was getting all the articles I needed printed off. I was figuring out how am I going to structure the show? What am I going to talk about first? And then I hear that and I start screaming, what? What? Oh, that's just fun. Thought I'd share those with you. Hey, how about that last couple of days? Man, I'm all over the place. Whew. All right, so this hour, I got a lot to get to. Some big news broke here from KMOX, and you can find the stories at KMOX.com. Grand jury investigating Kim Gardner's team for possible perjury. Whoa. Missouri's new attorney general announces Safer Streets Initiative. That's good. Wesley Bell defending tactics in response to the bill allowing the attorney general to prosecute cases he won't. So the attorney general may step in where the county has the shortfalls. Oh, we're not going to look at that. It's a couple of big things, too. The government may be taking a vote on Thursday. We'll take some of your calls. And the St. Louis Auto Show this weekend. The show producer, Leonard Lawson, is going to join us in studio, talk some cars. The big show over... here in downtown St. Louis. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
When news breaks out, KMOX breaks in. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. Depend on it.
Overnight America continues. So a couple of things that broke out today, and we're going to cover them here in just a moment, but you can find them now on KMOX.com. Before we do that, better believe we're going to bring Greg up. What's going on, Greg?
So great to talk to you. Now, here we go tonight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna paraphrase you. What? What?
What?
We have to listen to this gentleman who tries to give away free slime just for his mystery voice. When we have Ryan Recker on the radio. I mean, look at this. You do a structural analysis every night before your program, and then we get to call in as Ryan Recker's rapid radio responders, responsibly reviewing, reacting recently resulted recorded reality real time.
Oh, man. Greg, you have to be in the radio business what we call a P1 listener, which is the most... You listen the most of any radio listener out there. If you listen on Sunday nights at that time, you must be listening all the time.
I do try to listen to you. Yes, I do.
Oh,
I wake
great.
Up all the time. I hear you out there. And I even drive Mr. Brennan crazy once in a while on the wine line.
Oh, do you now? Now, I listen to the wine line. I'm going to have to listen for your voice. That's what I'll have to do next.
Well, I did it today about Bob Costas.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yes.
I missed that interview. I wanted to listen to it. I saw the photo of him in our studio. He was sitting right here, right where next to where I'm broadcasting from. It was kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, and he's a cool guy, Bob Costas. He just gets lost sometimes. That's okay. He's human. But the idea is, Ryan, I'll tell you what. Thank you so much. Oh, and by the way, knock, knock, knock.
Who's
Tom, please. Don't ever let him leave. When he goes on vacation, you got to do the best of Ryan Recker.
I need to start pre-recording, putting some stuff in a can, I guess, and getting ready
Absolutely.
For the future. All right, good to hear from you, Greg. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
How about that? Greg calls in defense. So if you're keeping score at home, 1-4, 1-against. A couple of stories that went to KMOX.com, and probably one of the biggest ones KMOX News Learning, and I think Kevin Kleen is the one that broke this, that a state grand jury is looking at evidence suggesting perjury was committed by Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's team during the Eric Greitens sex case. And it was pretty obvious that that was happening. Absolutely. I mean, we have it even on record that you have this private investigator from Michigan who says, oh, I got a perfect memory, no need to take notes. And then they have him on video taking notes. And he says this under perjury, under threat of perjury, and he does it anyway. Now, there have been a lot of shady things around this investigation, questions on how they presented the case to the grand jury to begin with. She's going to find out real quick if they treat this grand jury like she treated that grand jury to try to bring this Stockley case back up. She's toast, because the way that she treated her grand jury, if the regulations are that loose and you could be that deceptive, man, she's got no chance. No chance at all. That made this sound like a slight to the current investigation of Kim Gardner. They don't have to put any funny business in here, which I believe happened during this whole Stockley thing. I don't think that this whole case was represented clearly from the beginning. I think there's a lot of flaws in the way that they brought this case up. And ultimately, you can see how he's found not guilty again. And look at all this hardship that was brought back to the community for something they knew that there was no new evidence of. And then they even misrepresent some of the evidence in the case to the point where a lot of it ended up being lies, flat out. And then you talk to the people inside the police department. Oh, yeah, no, they didn't ask for new evidence. We never said there was new evidence. And they try to bring this new case up on new evidence, and none of it existed. It was in. So if there is perjury done by her team, she has to resign. And you know what? I hope they really give this an honest look, and I hope they treat this fairly, and I hope they don't just sweep this under the rug. Good for the state to actually look this up and decide, no, it wasn't a one-and-done deal. The whole idea of Kim Gardner and her approach to try to take down the governor was, you know, ends justify the means. It doesn't matter how it happens. It's just as long as we can take out this Republican. And she has a lot of ties to big Democrat donors. Keep that in mind. That's all disclosed through her papers. This very well was politically motivated. I don't see any other answer for why they decided to move forward on this case that was a loser to begin with. So she brings it up and she says, here, we're going to try to throw as much as we can to make them look bad. And well, ultimately, she got what she wanted out of office. I don't think she was trying to convict him. I think she was just trying to get him out of office. And that's all the motivation she needed. And you know what? If you're going to play that game, they're going to look at you too. And if you did anything inappropriate, she's got to go. Done. She's got to go. No question about it. Says, this follows a long police investigation prompted by claims that filed by Greitens' defense team that Gardner's out-of-state investigator, William Tisabee, lied under oath during a deposition in the run-up to the invasion of privacy trial. It says, at the time, Greitens' team also accused Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner of perjury or standing by while Tisabee made false statements under oath. So suborning perjury? Gardner also denied those allegations. Ethics, a lot of ethics issues, too, with the Gardner office. If you know someone's purposely lying under oath and they're on your team and you're allowing them to do that on your behalf, sorry, if they find this to be true, she's got to go, period. The end. Says, testimony is scheduled to continue this week. No word on how the grand jury is deciding whether anyone might be formally charged. Here's another story. Eric Schmidt teaming up with the attorney's office to battle gun crime. This is good. So the brand new attorney general in the state of Missouri for this region of trying to join forces with some of the offices in this region to battle gun crime. Now, we know that there's the Hayden Rectangle, which is a popular area that is known for its crime. That's bordered by Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, Goodfellow, West Florissant, and Vandeventer. Schmidt pointed out that those areas have already reduced murder by about 20% ever since we have our new chief in, Chief Hayden. I like this approach that he's taking. If you have issues, and let's say you're on a boat and there's a leak, right? What do? You find a way to patch the biggest leak first. And he found the area that was the biggest leak. In this case, the leak is very violent crimes. You have carjackings, stabbings, murders, shootings, drive-bys, drug deals, all of these things. He isolated the area. That's the biggest leak on the boat. Fix that first. And you know what? If he dropped crime down by 20%, just adding more resources to one of the most violent parts of the city will be worth the effort. So according to Schmidt, there were more than 180 homicides in St. Louis last year. Carjackings occurred at a rate of more than one a day. They expect to add 150 to 200 cases per year to their workload. And that can make a huge difference. Huge, huge difference. Honestly, if we can get more resources to St. Louis to try to drop some of this crime that we're seeing, if we can do that, we have so many questions about this merger. I have way too many concerns with how this would be held together, what resources will be pooled together, what's going to happen in the region. I have a lot of problems and concerns with that, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And you know what? We have to see the proposal before we actually make a decision on that. But what I will say is there's a lot of things we haven't done correctly. And the fact that it takes this long in order to get a problem spot not only identified but heavily monitored by police presence, and look at how fast in just 1 year murders are down 20% in one area just by their efforts. And by putting more resources into this tactic, you can, I think, at the same pace, if not even faster, you'll start to see this murder rate dropping down as they try to take care of these really dangerous areas. For whatever reason, we've had this reputation. Why did it take until 2018 before they did something about this? Seriously, why would it take that long? So before we even talk about a merger and all this, there's a lot of other things that contribute to the reputation of St. Louis and to the problems of St. Louis that needs to be addressed that a merger won't be able to solve. So how about we look at that first? But either way, I got to look at the proposal. So when I hear that, that's a good thing. So kudos to the new attorney general. Here's another story you'll find at KMOX.com, and this is one of the more recent ones. It says, Wesley Bell defends tactic in response to bill allowing attorney general to prosecute cases he won't. This is a great failsafe. And I think this is really good that the attorney general says he would have power to prosecute local crimes if local prosecutors refuse to act on police reports under a measure filed in the state legislature. This is good. And the reason this is good is if Wesley Bell and the county say, well, we're not going to look at certain crimes, but keep in mind, the police are still out there to enforce the law. It's just if the prosecutor decides not to do anything with it, they have at least a veto power. And this shouldn't even be a thing. It shouldn't even have to get to a point where there's someone out there with some sort of catch-all for the cases that should have been taken up because of the political motivation of the county prosecutor. This shouldn't even be a thing. But if the police and then the people that are out there find a case that won't be prosecuted and they say, this has got to be prosecuted, make an appeal to someone that will actually do something about it, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. There should be some sort of power out there that picks up the slack when Wesley Bell plays politics and doesn't want to cover something that's a bad crime. Murphy says the idea to provide an option if a local prosecutor has imposed a blanket refusal to prosecute certain cases as happened in St. Louis County, to me, that's good. Prosecutorial nullification. The prosecutor has discretion on a case-by-case basis. In that case, he says, there's a whole realm of laws that I'm not going to prosecute. They can step in and do that. Another quote, Schmidt told a reporter, a single mom shouldn't worry about her son being a victim of gang violence, and no family, by the way, should have to worry about going downtown to see a ball game. That's going to be a focus of our office, but we intend to work with county prosecutors. Meanwhile, Bell says, that he wishes Murphy had talked to him before filing the bill. You know, honestly, did you talk to the attorney general before giving your stance? You're going to make a political stance and say, I'm not going to prosecute certain cases. Tell me you didn't. Did you run that through the attorney general's office or did you just decide to do that anyway? I'm wondering. Yeah, to talk to me first. Sure. So I'm glad that they're taking that route because it doesn't mean he's going to step in and just pick up every case. It means it gives him the option to pick up cases where necessary. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Do you like that tactic? Do you think the attorney general, it's necessary for him to step in and pick up the slack where the county leaves it behind? Real quick, let me get to Scott, who's calling in before we go to break. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Oh, not much, Ryan. I listen to you every night, and I just got something I'd like to get off my chest, okay?
Sure.
You know, everybody says that all these low-life fathers that don't want to pay child support and everything, and I've seen a lot of these women, they get child support, and they don't spend it on the kids. Mm-hmm. They're spending it on themselves. And another thing, that if you don't pay your child support, they take away your driver's license. And if you can't get to work, how can you pay child support? I'd just like to have your opinion on that. Okay, Ryan, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Scott. There is public transportation, and there's other ways to get around. So if you don't have a car, it's like saying you throw your hands up and quit. Well, that's not actually, I think, a defense for not paying child support. Let's put it the other way, too. So if there is a mother that is a single parent, has the child inside the house, they are entitled to the care. And to say that a father has no obligation for their own kids is ridiculous. Wesley Bell, as a county prosecutor, says, if you can't afford your obligation, then your obligation doesn't matter. And I don't like that tactic. I still think you have an obligation to take care of your kids. And I think that a mother, if they're the ones that's the sole provider for that child, it's not like that kid is drinking water and eating bread every day. And that's the only thing. There's still a roof over that kid's head. I'm sure there's still heat in the house. I'm sure there's still food that's being put into the pantry and fridge. I'm sure there's a lot of resources that a parent are going to use on that child, including themselves or whatever in the house. So to say that a single mother, and if you just want to single out some, are spending the money on other things, well, okay, you can raise that concern that the parent might be paying too much. But to say that a single mom that has a kid isn't doing anything for that child, I mean, that's a stretch. And you know what? How many other moms have you talked to that don't get enough from a father that's absent and is trying to skirt their responsibility? I don't think we should have a prosecutor out there that is helping deadbeat dads skirt their responsibility. I don't think that's the route you want to take, and you're siding with the ones that are doing that. So, I don't know. 314-436-7900 is the number. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now, more of Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. All right. So a couple of big stories dropped on KMOX.com, one of which was the Attorney General maybe putting something through in order to give him some power to pick up the slack where County Prosecutor Wesley Bell decides he doesn't want to take up some cases. So good for the Attorney General's office to say they reserve that power to prosecute when necessary, County Prosecutor Wesley Bell uses his power not to. Let me get to Gene calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Gene, what's going on?
Okay, bad laws make bad cases, because why would Prosecutor Kim Gardner have a list if this officer is on the list when he arrests somebody and bring them in, especially a drug dealer that had all the paraphernalia and drugs and money, and he walked? Now, that's ridiculous. He's going back out to the neighborhood and create chaos.
Right.
Death and destruction. That is terrible. Why would these honorable officers who put their life on the line every day be on the list so if they bring something to court, it's dismissed? Isn't that ridiculous?
So you're referring to when Kim Gardner came out and said, here's a list of police officers, we're not going to pursue any legal action against anyone that they arrest. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and yeah. They recently arrested a drug dealer, big-time drug dealer, and he walked.
I don't like it. It's the same philosophy that I think Wesley Bell's doing in the county, which is you use your own certain biases or whatever they may be in order to, and ultimately, Gene, who ends up losing in this case? If you were to arrest someone that needs to be taken off the street, and Kim Gardner has her own bias against whatever police officer may have been the one to arrest this person.
That's not good.
Who loses
bad
there?
Yeah. The citizens lose.
The citizens
bad laws
lose.
Make bad cases. This is terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. You got to look at these cases individually. If you only look at the person that brings it in, as opposed to the merits of the case or the evidence against that person and the good it would do to prosecute that person, if it's a drug dealer, for example, then you got to do that. To just say no automatically, to me, means not only you're not doing your job, but you're doing the public a huge disservice.
Right, and one other comment. Mm-hmm. It's hard sometimes to get to a drug dealer to get him arrested. Mm-hmm. It's one in a hundred because you can't always get to the drug dealer.
Yeah,
and
true.
They had the man in his hand. They let him go.
Yeah. You know, Gene, it's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Great call from Gene. Yeah, who's the loser there, honestly? What happens when you pull someone off the street that should be off the street and you say, well, I didn't like the person that put the handcuffs on him. So, well, I guess we're going to let this person go. To me, you're siding with the criminal. You're saying that it doesn't matter who you are. Maybe you just won the lottery because I don't like the person that arrested you. Forget about the merits or the evidence of the case. Vincent called in from Belleville. What's going on, Vincent?
I'm just, you know, listening to the radio. And, you know, some people were talking about AOC and, you know, she hasn't really said anything too productive about this country. And she may be in Congress, but I don't think she's ever going to say anything productive. And
well, you say AOC.
She shouldn't be it. Yeah, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, we should forget about her as a talking point. You know, that's Trump tweeted. Who cares?
All right, why'd you bring it up then? I wasn't talking about her.
Oh, you know, I must have been hearing about her on Mark Levin. I'm sorry about that.
You might have been flipping around and heard. Yeah, Mark Levin talks about him a lot. You know, the things that she says, very, very silly. And I mean, dismiss her. She said, what, the world's going to end in 12 years?
Oh, come on. No.
Notre Dame is over here, yeah.
Didn't they say 2012 was the end? And here we are.
Oh, I know. Her and Al Gore must have been going to lunch, and she's been getting some propaganda from him or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Vincent. Good to hear from you.
All right. Good to hear from you, too. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so I guess I could be mistaken as Mark Levin now. I don't talk a lot about Ocasio-Cortez. You know, her name did come up in this interview, which we're going to air in the next hour. Ian Shapiro is a political theorist. He's a Yale professor, and he has a book out. And part of the book is talking about how grassroots efforts, because Ocasio-Cortez being someone that was a grassroots effort, is actually harmful to the political process. Harmful. So the Bernie Sanders of the world and everyone that gets that grassroots, hey, it's actually a bad thing, not a good thing. So he lays his case out. We'll talk to him about that next hour. I brought her up as an example because she may be one of the more popular ones as of late. You know what we're going to talk about next? I love talking cars. Well, kind of. I'm not a car guy, but it's fun to look at some of these stories like the Lincoln Continental. They're bringing them back. The suicide doors on those things. So they did a short run of these and they were so popular. They sold out so quick. They realized, well, there's enough demand. We should do it all. I know that's probably just a marketing ploy. Sure, I get it. But it worked. I want one. I mean, I look at that and I say $110,000 car. Obviously, I'm not going to get one. But I love that type of. And then you have Ford with their Mustang Shelby something that just sold for $1 million. The first one off the production line. Goes from like, can do a quarter mile in like 6 seconds or whatever it is. It's insanely fast. 700 and some horsepower on the thing. And the same thing with the Toyota Supra. It's got 790 some horsepower on it. It's amazing. I love talking things like that. It's kind of fun to see. Who in the world would need a car like that? Who would spend $1 million or $2 million on a car, whatever it is? And then the St. Louis Auto Show comes around and you're like, now I understand. This is so cool. So I was joined by their show producer, Leonard Lawson. He's going to join us in studio next. Let's talk some cars coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
The St. Louis Auto Show in town this weekend. Joining us now, their show producer, Leonard Lawson. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell me what the experience is like at the St. Louis Auto Show. What can I expect this year?
This year, you can expect, the addition of the motorcycle and custom bike show.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we have the best of both worlds for the car and motorcycle enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you going to find that? And under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
And also zip lining through the dome.
Zip lining through the dome.
Exactly.
Have you tested that personally?
A little bit. I have to. You know, I can't not put a product out there without testing it myself.
So you go down the zip line, you get to the bottom, and you say, I might have to try that again.
Exactly. You know, after hours, you know.
So. You have a logo shirt on? Is that what it is? Like a zip up? Is that for the show?
Yes. Just right here. And then
wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Logoed shirts and everything, man. That's great. So when you get into the dome and you start setting something like this up, so who's participating and what are some of the things people can see on the auto side?
So we have about, I would say, over 25 manufacturers participating. Mm-hmm. And also have a handful of local dealers as well, mm-hmm. participating as well. And also local motorcycle dealers in them on the dome side. So when you walk through halls 1 through 5, that's the car show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk through the annex to get to the dome. And in the dome, that's where you have our special features, which mm-hmm. is the kid zone, Million Dollar Mile, and then half of that you will have the motorcycle exhibit.
Yeah. Like the kid zone sounds fun, right? I have a 4-year-old and I was telling him about this. He's really big into Hot Wheels.
Okay.
loves them, okay, and can't get enough of them, loves to play with that sort of thing. So I said, you know, you can actually go to shows and you can look at cool looking cars that are nice and shiny. Loves to go through car washes too. I'll say, oh man, the shiniest cars you've ever seen. You go to a car and he's all excited. And then I said, and they got a kids area. He flipped out, went crazy.
And you know what? This year, you can be the man. We have a Hot Wheel Camaro.
You do not.
In the kids' zone.
Hot Wheel Camaro.
Yes, my kids' zone is sponsored by the Mid-America Chevy dealers.
Yeah.
And they brought in a Hot Wheel Camaro.
What is that like?
It is amazing.
That sounds pretty
so
cool.
You can walk in like, hey, guess what?
That you're not going to believe. You're exactly not going to believe. Yeah. Well, this is what I'm going to have to do. I already have the strategy because I talked to my wife about it. I said, okay, as long as you're good, when we go and look at all the cars, we'll go to the kids section after. Because if we go there straight off, he's not going to want to leave. I know that right away. Mm-hmm. Zip lining, too.
Yes.
Man, all kinds of crazy things.
Yes.
So you said there's some local dealers that participate. What do they bring to the table? Because normally when you think of an auto show, manufacturers, they're there. So local dealers, are they just bringing in cars that the manufacturers would have? Or are they bringing like a different twist to it?
A different twist to it.
Yeah.
Their own little spin to it, more on the aftermarket side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, you know, with St. Louis, you know, we run the same time as Detroit. So we're getting the higher end cars. It's a little difficult. We have a few of them. But that's when our local dealers step in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had made a huge impact for the show. And the general public loves it.
I bet. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool, the aftermarket. We have a nice community here. There's a lot of great dealerships and people that work in this area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interest in this area, too, for cars.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, with St. Louis being so unique, I mean, we are a city where we have a lot of privately owned dealerships compared to other cities, and that's huge.
Family-owned, too.
Family-owned.
There's a lot of family-owned
businesses. Huge support with them with the auto show.
Yeah, the family-owned business scenario or the scene in St. Louis is great. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Show producer Leonard Lawson joining us here in the St. Louis Auto Show is going on this weekend. When's the first day? Is it Friday or is it Thursday?
Thursday. January the 24th.
Perfect. So just a couple days away.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets at the door. How much does it cost?
Yeah, so at the door is $12. Mm-hmm. If you buy online through our website, stoautoshow.com, it's $10.
Okay, so a little discount.
Yes.
Yeah, when you do it that way. So you could do it. What's the parking situation? What's the best
place
for that?
So we teamed up with Spot Hero.
Mm-hmm.
So you can receive up to 50% off parking around the perimeter of the convention center.
Oh, okay.
So you have the 7th Street garage, and you have the parking lot, C9 lot on 9th Street,
mm-hmm.
and other surrounding parking lots as well. So we try to make this as much of a family experience, you know, starting with the kids, 12 under are free.
Yeah.
And also parking is a discount as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So what do? You just bring in your ticket or something, or how does that work?
Well, just go up to the, you know, to the parking, I guess,
booth
garage.
Or whatever.
Yeah, parking garage, mm-hmm. and, you know, it automatically discount.
Oh, cool.
And also you can beat the rush by going online to our website,
mm-hmm.
downloading the Spot Hero app, and you can pick your spot prior to.
I'm going to write that down, Spot Hero. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of those things. We went to a show at the Fox Theater, and they encouraged you to pre-register your parking spot
mm-hmm.
in order before the show to make sure you have a spot over
exactly.
there. That's really cool that you can do those things now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Spot Hero.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this looks pretty fun. How many new cars is? Does it 500? Is that right?
Yes,
cars, trucks, SUVs.
Yes. And over 300 motorcycles.
Ah,
yeah.
What do you think about some of these? Because I've talked about there's been some really cool car stories that have been in the news lately.
Mm-hmm.
There's the 700 horsepower Ford Mustang or something that they were talking about, and then there was this Toyota. Is it Supra? There was like 700 and some. And then there was the Lincoln Continental that they're bringing back.
Yeah.
Man, some of these old classic cars, that Continental. Oh, does that look so cool?
Yeah.
So it's fun to go look at these cars, isn't it? And to imagine. And
it is. Yeah. I mean, a lot of requests. Are they bringing back the Ford Bronco? I'm like, well, I mean, not Ford. Yes, Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, there may be some. You know, it's always subject to change, but.
I love that Bronco.
Yeah,
that was a cool vehicle.
Yeah. So we have a lot of. Manufacturers that's very excited. Like for the Jeep, they're bringing in the 2020 Jeep Gladiator.
Oh, cool.
And this was revealed in L.A., so they're doing it now in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And also the 2020. See what's on my mind. The 2020 Lincoln Aviator.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
I like seeing these cars.
Yes.
Well, I also like the ability to talk to people. So they normally have people there that can answer questions, mm-hmm. and you really get to go in and look at it. Mm-hmm. The fun thing for an auto show for me, too, is you get used to only seeing the same cars over and over again.
Right.
And, you know, you're used to driving your car and you can go online and you can look at pictures and it's just not the same as getting an actual look at it. And it's funny because you were talking to our producer, Mike Anderson, not that long ago,
and he asked you what your favorite car of all time, like, and you call it your retirement car, right? Right? You know, the thing is, you could let your imagination run wild, and you can think about those scenarios, and you're like, you know what? I just maybe have found a car that I fell in love with that you never would have known about unless you go to a place where they have them on display.
Exactly. I mean, you know? this is a great advantage. I mean, you can compare over 25 different manufacturers under one roof and under, you know, well, depending on how fast you move, but within an hour,
yeah,
you can go from one booth to another, you know, picking out your new car. And that's a great advantage to do.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is there any electric cars?
We have a few.
Yeah?
We have a few. Yeah.
Those are making, a lot of people are talking about the electric cars.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a few. I know GM is bringing a few of them and and also Ford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? You know, I know you're the show producer, but outside of the St. Louis Auto Show, do you work in the area?
Well, I work for the association.
Oh, great.
So the St. Louis Auto Dealers Association, we're the ones that put on the auto show.
Great.
So I'm their event manager.
Yeah.
So after the auto show, we have a golf tournament and also a clay shoot. Mm-hmm. So we raise money for the community.
Yeah.
So we give money back through foundation requests.
Great.
So all the events that I manage, you know, the money that comes in goes right back out to the community.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, and you said it starts on Thursday, runs through Sunday.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm planning on coming out Friday during the day.
Nice.
Yeah, because my work schedule is weird because I do the overnights. Mm-hmm. I work Sunday night through Thursday night. Friday, I'm off.
Okay.
So I thought that's the perfect time to get down there to do something like that.
And that's when Vaughn Gittin Jr. starts drifting.
What does that mean?
Drifting.
Drifting, like the Fast and Furious stuff?
Exactly, exactly. we're bringing Vaughn back. He's been here about, I want to say, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's coming back. Thankful for our sponsor, Dave Sinclair Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Is bringing him back. And when I say it's a show, it's a show. And we did not forget, I did say earlier, we have the motorcycle show.
Yeah.
So I have local stuntman Cole Freeman as well. He's going to follow up. Or he might open up for Vaughn. So we have both best of both worlds on the outside.
Yeah.
So you have a motorcycle stuntman and you have drifting.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does the motorcycle stuntman do?
Just tricks.
Yeah.
He might hop over a few people, you know. You know, we will have some waivers out there.
Yeah.
But, and that's new. That's new as well. It's like, you know, why don't we really, you know, make the best of both worlds?
You know, what you need to do to get some viral videos going is you need to eat some toasted ravioli on the zip line or something like that. I mean, there's endless possibilities of you testing that thing out that could get people interested.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So really, it's pretty simple. You can get tickets ahead of time if you go to the St. Louis Auto Show ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Or I like your spot here. I had to write that down so I know exactly where to park. Sometimes you're unsure if you're not used to going to that dome, or if you haven't been there in a long time, you're like, it's probably good to plan a spot. And that's, you know, that's what I like to do if I can. So that's kind of a cool thing to do. And starts Thursday night, goes all the way through Sunday. Looks like a lot of fun this year. Leonard Lawson, show producer. Again, just come out and have some fun. That's all it's about, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're all having a little cabin fever with the cold weather.
I know.
Come out.
I know.
Come
get
out.
In there.
You know, I guarantee you we will have heat. So, you know, come down and make it a family experience.
Yeah. Leonard Lawson, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, it was good. I'm glad he made it in studio. It was really nice to meet him. Hard working dude, man. Yeah, I plan on going out on Friday. It should be fun to walk around. They got stuntmen and things. Whew. Can I tell you a quick story? I mentioned my kid there about the auto show, and he's going to go to his first one here in St. Louis. But he was watching a movie earlier. Maybe I shouldn't tell this story. He can't be embarrassed. He's a four-year-old. So he's watching a movie called Sergeant Stubby. It's a little animated cartoon about a service animal in World War I. Sergeant Stubby. I think he was the first animal to be awarded the Medal of Honor. You know, things he's got a. It's a well-known animal. If you Google search Sergeant Stubby, it's an actual thing. So he's watching the footage of World War I that they animate in this cartoon, and a bomb goes off, and a soldier is holding the body of Sergeant Stubby. And my wife said she heard what sounded like a tea kettle going off. And she thought, well, I'm not making tea. What's that noise? And then she heard uncontrollable sobbing as my son thought good old Stubby was killed in the war, and he couldn't contain himself, started frantically crying over this G-rated cartoon. Obviously, the dog was okay and ended up, you know, showing how useful he was during the war, but he was not prepared for something like that. I feel like we gave him a traumatic experience being able to watch Sergeant Stubby, a G-rated movie. Hopefully he doesn't cry like that at the auto show. In the next hour, lawyers for the Covington Catholic High School families threatening lawsuits, and I hope they follow through with it. Update from the Today Show. They actually talked to one of the kids. And Yale professor, political theorist Ian Shapiro. Next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.